with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Dimension of sound.
This is RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio.
This is RDS here. Tune into The RDS Gate Show, Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
It's Mahogany Necks with Diana Ross from the movie from 1971, I think. Take one, Diana. Splendid.
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing? What you're hoping for when you look behind you, there's no one
Absolutely. Stella Diana. And now, my dear friends, Galveston by RDS Music, a Glenn Campbell song. I honestly hope I pass the audition. Take one, Ringo.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there and looking out to sea. Is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabird flying in the sun at Galveston.
Jefferson Airplane from 1967. The summer. I hope they pass the audition. They should. The flower children, can you just see them?
Mushroom, and your mind is moving. Oh, go
absolutely stellar. Now, my dear friend, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, a platter record, of course, by RDS Music, I believe, 1960. Take it away, RDS.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. Oh, oh, oh. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Oh, oh, oh. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they would doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my laughing friends deride, tears I cannot hide. Oh, oh, oh. So I smile and say, when the lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Absolutely stellar. Now we have Nancy Sinatra, I think from 68. Daddy's watching you. I hope you perform very well, Nancy.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Absolutely stellar, Nancy. I'm sure your father would love that song. Now, my dear friends, Natural Woman by RDS Music, in memory, yes, of Aretha Franklin. I certainly hope I pass this audition. I just had to do this song. Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I had to face another day, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind. When my soul was in the lost and found, you came along to claim me. I didn't know what was wrong with me till your kiss helped me name me. Now I'm no longer doubtful what I'm living for. If it makes you happy, I don't need more. You make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. Oh, baby, what you done to me? You made me feel so good inside.
Good inside.
And I just wanna be,
wanna be
close to you. It makes me feel alive.
You made me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman.
You make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. Sukiyaki.
Oh, しいの夜、悲しみは星の影に、悲しみは月の影に、上を向いて歩こう、涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く、一人ぼっちの夜、一人ぼっちの夜。
Absolutely stellar. Absolutely stellar. And now, my dear friends, do you know what's next? Smile by RDS Music. Man of 1001 singing styles. I certainly hope I pass the audition.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life it's still worthwhile if you just smile. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Absolutely stellar, Ringo. Yes, Stella.
My tears are falling 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby.
Guess what's next? Yes, K.D. Lang, of course. Constant Craving.
Oh,
RDS here. Tune into the RDS Gate Show, Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern, on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer. Welcome, my dear friends, to the latest RDS Gate Show. For guess what? March 31, 2024. We're in the future, aren't we? Where's my background? I don't hear it. Well, my dear friends, I'm recording this show, of course, a couple of days before it plays. And it's dismal, of course, cloudy, and looks like it wants to rain. It always happens. It's always like that here in this part of New York. I don't know what it is. Is it the lake effect? I don't know what it is. What's happening? How is everyone doing this wonderful Sunday before April? Oh, my God. Cecil, my dear friend. Are you here rocking on your chair?
No.
Why not? Cecil, do you realize... I can't believe you live in 1731.
1732. Thank you.
Why does Cecil seem so distressed? Because he's a ghost, that's why. He's... living eternally for 200 years in this house, rocking on that wonderful little rocking chair. I'm almost tempted to rock on it. I want to relive my youth. Cecil, can I rock on that wonderful chair? I don't think I'll fit, but I'll try.
No.
See, he doesn't want to let me. I don't care anyway. Oh, Cecil, are there no workhouses? Are there no factories?
No.
I shouldn't say that. Poor Cecil. He's a ghost. And not disembodied. He's got a body for some reason. I mean, he's solid. He looks it anyway. But I don't know, Cecil. I hope you go across the path and see the white light and follow it.
Yes.
Well, my friends, I'm here for another RDS Gate Show. I hear buzzing. I hear this buzz. I don't want to shake this thing too much because it might collapse the program and that'll be the end of my show. And I'm really not in the mood to do it over again. Oh, no. What did you hear? My friends, you heard. What did you hear? You heard Mahogany by Diana Ross. From the 1971 or 72 movie, Mahogany. I think it was 71. Then, you heard RDS with Galveston. Yes, Galveston by RDS Music. And then you heard... I'm trying to make it sing louder and it won't go. Where's my background? Is it here? I said no, but is. Then you heard White Rabbit from 1967, I believe the summer of 67, by Jefferson Airplane. Then you heard Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by RDS Music, a song that came out by the Platters in 1960. Just try doing that song. Yes, but I can. These boots are made for walking. Frank Sinatra's baby there, Nancy Sinatra. She's kind of aged now. I've seen her recently. She looks much, much older than she looked when she recorded this song. Natural Woman. Yes, in memory of Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, from 1967. And I had to do it over. I don't care if it's a woman's song or not.
It's dedicated to Aretha. Wonderful Aretha. Then Sukiyaki, followed that. And then Smile by RDS Music. Eat Your Heart Out, Jerry Lewis. Yes, he's stressing that song. Yes, Smile, isn't a wonderful tune in the tradition of more of a Tony Bennett style. Because I do all different styles, singing and voices and whatever. And that's about it, was it? No, and then we had Take Good Care of My Baby by Bobby V. Sensational. And Constant Craving. Constant Craving by Katie Lang. I adore her. That song is the best song she ever did. Hello, friends out there. Hello, Ron, and wonderful Rich in heaven, and all the sky scanners who passed away. Hello, Clay and Rachel. Hello, Kurt. Randy, are you here? You should. You got a lot of time on your hands now. You quit. They give you less hours work. Hello, Brian. Hello, Renee. Hope she's here. And maybe Kevin and whoever else is listening in the sound of RDS's voice. I hear a buzz. It reminds me of 90s radio, when Gary used to do his show on C-band satellite radio. The buzz would be in there somewhere, and he'd have to try to get it out. And sometimes the show wouldn't continue unless he held these two wires together and did the show. It's very primitive. It was like worse than 50s radio, early 50s radio. Yes, what else? Now the times. RDS Gate Show comes on 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern on a Sunday night, followed by an older show, recent, within a year probably. And then it comes on again from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on a Wednesday, followed by Clay and Rachel's show, The World According to Them. And then there's Kurt's wonderful show from 7 to 9 p.m., The Texas Roadkill Show, on a Tuesday. And then there's Ron from 4 to 6 p.m. on a Sunday. Rockamania, The Rocket Show. Fabulous show. Fabulous. Oh, my dear. I, of course, will be reading from Gate Magazine the latest issue. Oh, and yes, RDS Gate Show on a Thursday to Friday from 1 to 2 a.m., followed by about 50 minutes to an hour of RDS covers that I've done through the years. I will, of course, be reading from the latest copy of Gate Magazine, April 2024. Soon I change these spectacles yet and put some other ones on. I will be reading this article, and I don't hear the background because obviously I can't mix. Let me move this thing. I took a chance and moved something. If it cuts out, I'm not doing it over. There'll be a replay or reclay, whatever you want to call it. Where's my friggin' background? Okay, here. Here we go. The first article I will read. Let me move this keyboard board out of the way here. Hunting for the truth can be a dangerous endeavor. Two men mysteriously disappear, seeking answers. In 1992, Chinese scientists studying shockwaves from an underground nuclear test recorded a grainy, pyramid-shaped interference 700 feet below the surface of the interior of Alaska. Since then, the anomaly came to be known as the Black Pyramid and has sparked a deluge of conspiracy theories about secret military installations and if the pyramid is proof of an extraterrestrial presence. And then on May 27, 2020, Nathan Campbell, age 41, hired a charter plane out of Talkeetna, Alaska, to to fly him to a small lake in Denali National Park. He told his wife and friends he was on a quest to locate the Black Pyramid he had become so obsessed with. The plane dropped him off on the shore of Carrie Lake, a mile-long body of water surrounded by hundreds of square miles of uninhabited wilderness. To reach the nearest town, Lake Mechumana, population of 13, oh my God, would require a week of travel by foot. Wow, no wonder only 13 people are there. Mr. Campbell told his pilot, Jason Stargis, that he planned to spend the summer hunting for the massive underground structure rumored to be four times larger than the Great Pyramid at Giza. Oh my God. The Black Pyramid is believed to be so powerful and critically important to national security that the whole region where it is located has been reacted from the satellite images. Before the plane left, Campbell told Jason Stags to pick him up at Carrie Lake in mid-September, right before the onset of the Alaskan winter. Now, you don't want to be stuck in there, do you? That was the last time anyone saw Campbell alive. And in mid-June, his satellite texts stopped. How do you like that? What happened to him? His wife contacted Stumps, who advised her to contact the company flying helicopters to check the site of his last transmission. On September 15th, a search team was dispatched to Lake Carrie. After a few days, they found cracked food bins, moldy clothing, and a battered tent, but no sign of Campbell. The only clue was a diary entry dated in late June that simply stated, "Went to get water." Oh, Lord, what happened to him? On October 1, 2020, he was declared missing. On the History Channel's Ancient Alien TV show, journalist Linda Moulton Howe stated she was contacted by an ex-Navy worker who told her, on condition of anonymity, that his father, an engineer, saw the Black Pyramid while working on a top-secret government project. Is it true? Is it just someone looking for attention? From Linda Moulton Howe, very respected in this type of business here. Skeptics say because there are no roads, airports, or even a landing zone within 50 miles of Lake Carrie, they don't believe there is a government project taking place in the region. It is kind of, crazy to think anybody being that terrifying weather there, that freezing Alaskan winter. Oh my God, you wouldn't catch me there dead, I bet. But others who claim to have worked at the facility have described using elevators to descend hundreds of feet beneath the frozen tundra to the base of the pyramid. How do they build that in that type of climatic area? Oh, with all the hazards of freezing snow. We are 49 minutes into the show, I think. Yes. So what happened to Mr. Campbell? What happened to him? What happened to Nathan Campbell? Was he attacked by a bear, or possibly Bigfoot? Or did he simply wander off and get lost in the vast wilderness? Or did he find what he was seeking and he was taken deep underground to prevent him from telling others what he discovered. His body was never found, so his disappearance adds another level of intrigue to the search of the legendary Black Pyramid. On another story, another strange disappearance that has baffled people for nearly a decade involves a 47-year-old hiker named Kenny Veach. On his YouTube channel, Veach describes hiking near Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada, where he found a hidden cave. The entrance of the cave was shaped like a perfect capital M. I always enter every cave I find, but as I began to enter this particular one, my whole body began to vibrate. The closer I got, the worse the vibrating became. Suddenly, I became very scared and hightailed it out of there, he described. Some of his viewers speculated that the cave might be linked to the presence of high-tech devices, potentially even of extraterrestrial origin. Another viewer said the cave could be the entrance to a highly secretive government facility based on its relative closeness to Area 51. Oh, we all know Area 51, don't we? The cave intrigued most of his viewers, who encouraged him to go back and explore the mysterious Cave M further. But others cautioned him against it. One evening, one even warned Veach, if he went into the cave, he would not be able to get back out. But Veach embarked on a 10-hour hike to revisit the cave once again. However, on this trek, he was unable to locate the cave. He would venture out 3 times more before he disappeared. He couldn't find it, the M-shaped opening of this cave. On November 10, 2014, Veach left for his last expedition to locate the cave. He carried with him his video camera and a 9mm handgun. Should have carried a bazooka. When he didn't return home the next day, his family notified the police. Search and rescues failed to find his body. But his phone was discovered near an abandoned mine shaft, which only added to the mystery. Nearly a decade has passed, and the question of what happened to Kenny Veach remains unanswered. There are so many mysteries, my dear friends, in this world. Disappearances all over the world, all the state parks, everywhere. People are disappearing. Children are disappearing from the face of the earth. You're walking through Yellowstone National Park. You're walking through there with your 2 children, Gilbert and Mary. Gilbert says, "Mother, can I go down there and pick some berries? I see some." "Yes, but be careful and come right back." Gilbert was never seen again. He never came back. And that's what happens. And also, you shouldn't wear any colored clothes. They say it's the worst thing to wear loud clothes in those parks. You wouldn't catch me in those parks with a 10-foot pole. I mean, a bazooka with a tank. Or a Sherman tank. I wouldn't be driving from one of those places. You disappear, and you never come back. Some have been found many miles from the location. Even children. Found 5 miles from where they disappeared. 3-year-olds in perfect condition. Others not so perfect. Yes. We are 54 minutes and 30 seconds into the latest RDS Gate Show. How did you like that? Oh my God. What shall I look for now? I don't know. I can't find anything, my dear friends. Oh! Just make sure, my dear friend, that you are aware of the black-eyed kids, because they can knock on your door at any time, your car window, your windscreen, whatever. Please let us in and take ourselves to our mothers. Don't let those pasty-faced black-eyed children in your car. You'll be cursed forever. Do demonic entities control humanity? Tucker Carlson says it's a possibility. But what the heck does Tucker Carlson know? During a recent interview by Alex Jones, Alex Jones, why am I reading this? Chalk on the board. For the website Infowars.com, Tucker Carlson was questioned about what he believed was the true intent of UFOs and extraterrestrials. They're not aliens. They've always been here. I do think it's spiritual, answered Tucker, like he knows so much, Tucker. Didn't he get the boot from Fox or something? There is good and there is evil, and you're evil. And then we are being acted upon at all times. You are subject to forces from outside yourself. There are forces that are not human, that do exist in a spiritual realm of some kind that we cannot see, and that, when you think about it, sort of makes you think we live on an ant farm. Oh, he knows so much about extraterrestrial stuff. Tucker went on to mention that there is a heavy realization that the U.S. government has formed a contract with these beings. Yes, we are not in charge. We are being acted upon by a world you can't see, Tucker added. What an act. Did he read this? Tucker, please get back to your politics, which is always wrong anyway. Oh my God. Tucker, please. I can't find the shorter article. I need to find the shorter article. How much time do I have? Now let me look for something. I'm never prepared. Let me get an older article and see if I can find something here. Government bans release of UFO reports for 50 years. A file said to contain astonishing color photos of a 100-foot UFO hovering over the village of Calvine in Scotland in 1990 is not being released. A 30-year rule meant it was due to be declassified on January 1. But the Ministry of Defense has blocked its release until 2072. Oh, we would all buy the farm by then. What time is it? Oh. Yes, we would have all bought the farm by then, of course. They just won't tell us anything. They won't say, no one's telling us a darn thing. And then you know darn well they're not. Government will release this information when we buy the farm in 2072, whatever it was. Can you believe this? We would have bought the farm and turned to dust by that time. Oh, my dear, I'm down to the last 35 minutes. Seconds, I mean. I hope you enjoyed the show, the RDS Gate Show, for March 31, 2024. In the turbulent times we live in, until we meet again. This is RDS from the studios of RDS Music. I hope I certainly passed the audition with my tunes and played some wonderful commercial ones for you. Catch you next week in 7 days, hopefully. If not a replay, good night, my dear friends.